Thank you everybody for coming to our second part of our Yarchei Kala, annual Yarchei Kala. Baruch Hashem, yesterday was very informative and entertaining. And Baruch Hashem, we'll have the same thing again today. I want to thank the sponsors of the Yarchei Kala, Stock, Khan, and Braverman, attorneys at law. Thank you. Mac Legal PA, Ellie Michael, and ATD Mediation and Arbitration, Daniel Feld, I saw him earlier. Thank you very, very much for sponsoring and making this happen. The Maisa, it's incredible. I was just pointing out to my friend Dovi Katz and Rabbi Kut, who are here when we came many, many, many years ago. And I wanted to know if anybody thought that 15 years ago when we came, we'd have such an amazing Yarchei Kala, and some people coming to learn on Labor Day, and Baruch Hashem, it's taki incredible. And it's the zchus of everybody coming to learn, and the sponsors for making it happen. Shkak to them, it's a big chef of Baruch of Hatzlacha, to anybody who came and made this happen. Oh, because not on here. And of course, my very good friend, Avram Getzel from Fresco, who always, I'll keep on every event we have, is all in his merit. And it should be, you should be zeich to make many more geshmaket tekenyos, and what do we, quesadillas, and all types of other Spanish words. And for him, this whole mishpach is a chef of brach of atzlocha, and continue in all of your atzlocha, both in ruchnis and in gashmis. We're continuing today's sugi of tarsha. So this sugya, if anybody was trying to learn it, it seems like it's pretty complicated. So b'siyat shema should get certain clarity, and we should not be over isuri ribis or any other isurim chalil v'chas. And Baruch Hashem, we have Rabbi Krishna here, all the way from Lakewood, to mechazek us in our business dealings and all other types of things, and also entertain us while he's at it. Shkoyach Rabbi Krishna.
I have a milsa b'dichusa. You know, I was once speaking to my father-in-law about people sometimes call me to give shir, and they want to know what I charge. And generally, I don't charge. I always tell Rabbi Blush, do I charge? I don't charge. So I asked him, like, what is the hashkafa about charging for a shir? This is nothing to do with rivers. Everyone should feel at ease right now. So he said, Hezekhaim. He said, my reshiva, Rabbi Aaron, when he used to go fundraising, he used to give shir, he wouldn't charge. He said, Rabbi Moshe used to give shir, he wouldn't charge. He said, there are people that give shir and they charge. You only could charge if you're, and you can't charge for a shir, you could charge for entertainment. If you're an entertainer, you could charge. He gave me a major complex. So from there, I never charge, but now you said I'm entertaining, this is going to cost you money. all right, Rabbi Sai, I'm a little distressed to hear that Tarsha is complicated. Oh, okay. I'm going to try to do the best I can. I don't think it's I think it's understandable on a very simple level, and we'll go through it. I had to get you back. So we'll start from the Mishnah on the Samach Hey. What page is that? And I don't have 59. And the Mishnah really splits into two parts. And the first part of the Mishnah is as important. Every part of the Mishnah is important, but lahalocha, it's going to be very important to go understand this Mishnah. But before I start, I'm just going to explain what is a tarsha, because I think once we really understand what a tarsha is, the rest will go much easier. The definition of a tarsha in the context of ribbis is as follows. It's a little more abstract than yesterday, and I'm gonna preface it with yesterday against today to understand what's going on. We learned yesterday there's a concept of a psika. A psika means somebody is purchasing an item. The transaction that he's coming to do is not a loan; it's a purchase, right? It's money for an item, and today also it's money for an item. The transaction is a purchase. It's a mecher. But what happened yesterday is the person, the way Chazal see a mecher is, the way Chazal understand, the way a sale is supposed to happen is you pay money and you get goods. And this all happens in the same time. When you front money and when you advance money and you do not get the goods, essentially it looks like you are lending money. And if, because you advanced money, you get a better deal, right? The buyer, the lekeach, is getting a better deal. Better deal means it's cheaper. So essentially, since he lent money to the seller, and now the seller is more liquid, the seller is giving him a better deal, the seller is giving ribbis to the buyer. And that was yesterday's topic. And that was all that we learned, that sometimes it's mutter and sometimes it's utzer, depending on yeshloi, or yotza shar, en shemos yedua, and all those heterim, and the last, if you have no other etz, you have to write a het to iska. Now, what happens on the exact opposite? What happens when you have a sale, and the buyer doesn't have money? So yesterday the buyer is fronting money, the buyer is the malve, the buyer is the lender. What happens when the buyer comes to purchase goods, but he doesn't have the money? This is very relevant in retailers and wholesalers. He's buying a tremendous amount of goods, and he's going to get money when he sells it. So he's not liquid enough to purchase this. Sometimes you have tremendous amounts of overstock or beginning of the season. He's not liquid enough to buy all the goods. And so what he does is he says, I'll pay later. Why later? Because later I already have sold my goods. And so he's paying more. He's paying a premium if this is what's happening. If he pays a premium, the buyer pays a premium because he's not paying on the spot. Now, again, of course, this is sale. We don't really see money going. It's a little more abstract than yesterday. Yesterday, you're paying money early, so we could see this. We see the lending. We see you're paying money yesterday by psik. You're paying money. You're not taking goods. What are you doing? You're lending money, right, to the seller. But today, the buyer is not giving money. So what's he doing? He's walking in. And he's walking off with a set of furniture, or he's walking off with an appliance, with a stroller, or it's morning gear. And the retailer is when he's taking possession of a massive amount of produce, whatever that is, of inventory, of stock, and he's not paying. Now Chazal say, as soon as you took stock of this inventory, you're supposed to pay. So there's money that's earmarked to the seller, and it's not going. So what's happening? You're holding the seller's money. The buyer is holding the seller's money. Now imagine the buyer is holding the seller's money, and in lieu of that, he has to pay more later. So we could see already a tsura, a form of ribbis developing, even though we didn't see an actual money go over. And that is what we call a tarsha. A tarsha means you pay later, and you pay a premium, because you're holding the money that you should have given earlier. Right? It's a little more abstract, but that's what it is. That's what we call tarsha. Now, the Mishnah says as follows. We start the Mishnah. A person rents out his dira. If you pay now, in the beginning of the month, it's be'eser slaim, you pay 10. Pay 12. Now here, you have a tasha. What happens is, the fellow says, you pay in the beginning of the year, beginning of the month, then the rent is cheaper. And if you pay at the end of the month, then the rent is more. So the halacha is it's mutter. Now, what do you mean? You're paying later, and you're paying a premium. So why is it mutter? So the Gemara said, why is it mutter? Maishna. So the Gemara says, schiris enim mishtalemis ela b'sayf, which means as follows. The right time to pay, and this is the way Chazal look at the transaction of schiris, of rentals. The right time, even though now, usually pay in the beginning of the month. That's because that's the upmach. Again, two people can make an upmach, besides with the exception of ribbis. And chayshim mishpat, when two people want to make a deal, they can make a deal. They're free to make a deal. We believe in open markets, and we're pro-capitalism. And whatever, unabashedly, unapologetically, and whatever a person wants to decide what they want to do, the two sides, if neither are being coerced or being extorted, then Chazal recognize that as a good deal. So, if the person who's coming to rent the apartment agrees to pay in the beginning of the month, so he pays in the beginning of the month. But really, it's supposed to be without an agreement. The time to pay is after the month is over. So Chazal say, And says the Mishnah that when you pay 12 at the end, that is the time to pay. You're now paying late. So when you're paying 12, that's the normal payment. So it's not inflated that you're paying at the end. It's just the correct price. When you pay in the beginning, you discount it. Now, the obvious question that jumps out right away, I need a Gemara from Mitzia. Is there a Gemara? I'm sorry.
If I rent an apartment, I pay you in advance, like nowadays. Do I get a benefit from
the tenant? Oh, yeah, I'll take that. What? Sorry?
According to nowadays, if I rent an apartment, I pay you day one, like the amenities, and we agree to it.
Right.
But because of that, you're giving me some extra, fixing up something in my... That's a loan, isn't it? But paying is all of a soul.
Beautiful. Beautiful. That's really what I'm going to get to. Beautiful. This is the most... It's a very obvious question. And that's exactly what I'm going to discuss now. The halach is very clear. There's a Mishnah and of Samach Dalam and Beis. Hamal b'schever l'yiskim ene b'pachas. Which means as follows. I lend you money... And I say, I'm lending you money, I want to live in your apartment cheap. You have apartments. I'll lend you money, I want to live in your apartment for free. I want to live in your apartment cheap. Are you allowed to do that? I'm furish mission, I'll let it do that. That's obvious ribbis, right? Since I'm lending you money, I'm getting a monetary advantage. The monetary advantage is not money, it's usage of your apartment. It's not even free usage, it's cheap usage. That is the Mishnah. Lo yisker mimenu bepachas. You can't get any financial advantage. And that is aser dairaisa. That is ribis kutsutsa with six lavin and a complete voiding of his schus to have tchias hamesim. Ribis kutsutsa. You're getting a financial advantage because you're building into the transaction of the loan is I get a financial advantage. I live in your apartment. And now the question is very simple. So even though we say at the end of the month, we say, if 12 at the end of the month, but we say, if you pay early, I think this is your question, if you pay early, you pay 10. So if you pay early, the leaser who's coming to lease the apartment is lending money, because it's early. He's lending money to the baldira, to the landlord, and in lieu of that, he's getting a financial advantage. What's the financial advantage? Cheap rent. Lo yiskim imenu bepachas. You know how to get cheap rent in lieu of a loan. So we have a stira. Samach dalam the base lo yiskmenu apachis. Samachayim and aleph. Ma'ban al sochem in ma'ban al mecher. Ma'ban al sochem means you can go either way, right? So there's the simple way to answer this, and there's a little more of a alumnus way to answer, and there's tremendous nafkamina. And the simple way to answer it is that even though ein schiris mishtalemis ela b'saif, the time to pay the rent is the end of the month. But once the rental starts, it's still called rent. It's not called a loan because you're living in the house. That's a very simple way to understand it. So there's a time. Basically, we have a new metzias. We have a rolling transaction. It's not by a mecher, it's just a shas kinyan. You bought it, and that's it. By a loan, you lent it, right? But over here, there's a schiris. There's a zman of the schiris. The schiris starts at the beginning of the month, and it goes to the end of the month. When's the proper time to pay? At the end of the month. But when you pay in the beginning of the month, are you lending money? The answer is you're not lending money because you're living in his house. It's still called 100% schiris. So if you pay in the beginning of the month, you're paying schiris. You're paying at the end of the month, you're paying schiris. The end of the month is not an inflated halva because of the fact that you're paying at the end. That's the time. You pay in the beginning of the month, that's also schiris. And therefore, the halacha is its mutter. Okay, that's the simple way to answer. That answers your question? Fine. But this opens up a whole line of complications. And the complication is, what about when you pay before the month? Before the month began. And this is very negeah, because the chasana halls are taking money early, and they're giving cheaper. Are they allowed to do that? So a security deposit is not what we're talking about.
First and last month.
I'm sorry?
First and last month. First month and last month.
That's a security.
No, besides security deposit. There is the charge. Security deposit,
they
charge you for first month.
Okay, fine. That's not a different amount of money. So, my Rabbi, there's a sugi in Baba Basra and Daf Pei Vav Mid Beis. And And the Gemara says that when you have a worker, and we discussed this, when you have a worker and the worker's not working yet, like a musician, and he says, pay me early and I'll give you a better discount, right? So Taisa, and that's no good. Because you're paying early, you're lending money, you're fronting money. So Taisa says, Nir l'Rashba. This is in Taisa's Memvov, Peivov, Amid Beis, and Baba Basra. Nir l'Rashba. This is Rashba Bala Taisa, it's not our Rashba. Nir l'Rashba. Hod etnan be'ezer neshech, marbon ala socher, de'ein marbon ala mecher. You're allowed to pay more money by schar for the end of the month, by right, for rent. Hay deshori laharbis ala socher, kegoyim she'nichnis miyad l'teich habayis. This that the Mishnah is talking about, that you can pay in the beginning of the month or the end of the month, it's talking about the rental starts now and you enter the apartment now. The be'inyan achar, and in a different, if it would be a different case, loy shori laharbis the mexik aganoter kedar minen hacha, and Taisus tells suit to the case of a psika. So Taisus is telling us a wonderful chumrah that if a person would give cheap rent for someone before the rental starts, then the halach would be forbidden, which would be a tremendous chumrah because this happens many times on rentals. Now again, it's a little different than a psika. I don't want to get overcomplicate things. With the psika that we talked about yesterday, there was no item. The guy didn't have it in inventory. The fellow has the house. The house is here. It's just about time. He's not giving it to you now. He's giving it to later. You're renting a chas in a hole. It exists. It's fully ready to go. But you don't want it now. You want it in 3 months. So what's the halacha? So Tarsus is very clear that you cannot pay early for a rental. Now, there's Sheetz Rishonim that disagree with this. And what the Rishonim say essentially is as follows. They say that a different answer to your question. The answer of why you're allowed to pay in the beginning of the month is because there is not any fronting of money. You have a complete kinyan on the house.
Immediately. And
immediately. That you have a kinyan on the house. For when? For that slot. The house has a calendar. And that time can be given out. And you bought, when I say bought, it's a temporary buying. It's a schiris, a mechel yoyim. You purchased that slot, right? That slot is now yours, that month. And you could do that before the month. A new concept in Kinyonim. Because the house is already in stock, it's in inventory, and it's available. So he purchased that month. So even though it's not that month yet, the same way we understand beginning of the month, the schiris began, there's no lending whatsoever. It's a schiris, and the schiris could start before. And this shita is a shita sarashba. Now the question is, how do we paskin? And this is very negay. How do we paskin b'negay this halacha? Mutter, this halacha in kufay and vav. Mutter laharbis b'sachor, b'schar karka. This is negay also a lot of the bungalows. Mutter, people are taking money early and they're requiring that the price is based on paying earlier. Mutter laharbis, this is in kufay and vav. I don't know if it's here. It's not here. So I'll read it. It's not here, but it's in kufay and vav in Yardea. Mutter laharbis b'schar karka. Ketzer hiskler es chotzer. If you pay now, right? And this is the mission. Now, what happens if you want to pay early? So, the Taz says, there's two Rajbas here. The Al Rajba and the Rajba from the Baal Taisvis. The Rajba says, Al Rajba, the Alpha God, the Ein Ador Miyad, Shari Hoyl Vaskiris Karka Zoichi B'Miyad. What is Zoichi B'Miyad? Zoichi B'Miyad means I have a kinyan right away. I have a kinyan right away. Okay? Now, how do we paskin? So this gets a little complicated because there's a shach that I think sometimes maybe might be misunderstood. The shach says as follows. He says, it's mutter. Shemiyad shenikna gufa chotzer. Right away, it's kind of the gufa chotzer, which many people assume he means like those rishonim. Right away, you have a kinyan. You have a kinyan right away, even though it's for later. Mali shador boy eloy harayocha lashes by miyata masha yirtza. It seems what he's saying is, the way I understand it, is that even though Taisim Babashu says you have to be able to go in miyad, you have to go in miyad, says there, why do you have to go in miyad? You could go in miyad. You could go in miyad. You could. But it means you have to be able to could go in miyad. Now, if there's a chas in a hole, because there's a different chasana, it's going to be a little crazy, and they're not giving you the chasana hall for tonight, right? So it would seem from the shach that there wouldn't be mutter. So we have a machlokes rishonim. It's not 100% clear how we paskin. The shach is brought down to hold like the mekilim. Doesn't sound 100% like that. Doesn't sound 100% like that. Rabbi Kveger says as follows. My rabbi said. Rabbi Kveger brings the machlokes rishonim. And Rabbi Kveger says, there's only a machlokes if theoretically it's available now. If the place is not ready, it's 100% usher. Says Rabbi Kveger, ve'efsher, that if it is theoretically available, but if it's rented out, everyone's maskim it's usher. If it's rented out. Now that would be a huge problem because usually it's not sitting in vacant and waiting for you. Right?
The buyer doesn't want to know anything.
I'm sorry?
The buyer doesn't want to know anything. So the answer should be.
Right, he doesn't want it, but the point is like this. When you take, if you're renting a summer home, this is Rabbi Kveger's point. If you're renting a summer home, and during the winter, the water's off, it's closed, so there is, it inherently is for later. And then you lose the heterim. It has to be, says Rabbi Kveger, that Mitzias, there's a yeshloi. It's available now to be used. Mitzias, okay? And now we have a question. Besides the physical Mitzias, does it mean that you actually are available to use? Is it available if you would want it? If you would want it. Okay, that's another level. If it's not available if you want it, Rabbi Kveger is knighted, it's still a problem. Okay? So that would be the difference between the bungalow and the chasana hall. The bungalow is for sure no good because it's not physically available. The water's off, the electric's off, and it's just not livable at this point. A person who's renting out his basement or an apartment that's not finished yet, and he's saying, if you pay me now, X amount, now, 2, 3, 6 months before, I'll give it to you cheaper, that's for sure no good, says Rabbi Kveger. Says Rabbi Kveger, and maybe even if it is physically available, but it's not practically available because someone else is there. Someone else is there means you can't go in, even if you wanted to. It also would be a problem. So where is it negeah? It's a negeah in a case where it's yours if you want it, but I don't want it for now. I want it for later. It would be negeah, let's say, if you have these Airbnbs and it's available the whole week, and I'll give it to you at the, for the weekend, right? But if you pay me now, I'll give it to you cheaper. Full. You pay me now in full, I'll give it to you cheaper. Then there's a machlokes rishonim if that's okay or not okay. Okay? And there's no clear halachic guidance how he paskin with this machlokes rishonim.
The whole discussion is if you're getting a discount by prepay. I mean, if you prepay, if you're going to get it in 6 months, now what's the problem? So you're on the wall. Getting back your value, what you gave
the guy. We're talking about that you're getting a discount by prepay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what we're talking
about.
Sorry? Right, that's a good question. So someone wanted to say, someone wrote a theory, he might be right, if by the time, this is what he wants to say, if by the time, if you book a, he wants to say, if you book a wedding hall, and right now, it's empty, today, right now, the second, it's empty, you could theoretically make an afternoon wedding, right? So right now, it's empty, or tonight, I don't know, he wanted to say, even though you have no interest in that, and also you know it will be booked up, it will be booked up. You want to say maybe it's also a shvara heterim. Everyone should go speak to their local Orthodox rabbi. But
first,
I'm sorry.
Meaning, let's say I'm going to book this place now.
Yeah.
There's no discussion that it's cheaper now and it's going to be more expensive if I need it in 3 months. It's going to be more expensive if I book it in 2.5 months. No one said that, but I know that if I wait till a week before, it's
we're not talking about that. We're talking about mefarish. A two-tier level system. You're really touching on a very sensitive issue in the whole sugya. Is there a problem of psika on schiris? It's never ever brought in the entire perikah in Neshech and in Shulchan Aruch Yeridei Chela Gimel. It is not brought such a musig that can a person now go and book a wedding hall early, because right now if it's considered ein loy, so it's a psika, maybe it'll go up. Why it's like that, I still haven't. Fully, I can tell you theories, but that's not broad. The only problem is the two-tier level system. Bichlal, today we're going to be learning about two-tier level systems. It's not like yesterday when you had you lend money and maybe it'll go up. Today we're learning about Tarsha, and this is a form of Tarsha by rental, when you're giving two tiers. The two-tier level system is the problem because the ribbis is nicker. Because I'm paying early, I'm getting cheaper, or because I'm paying late, I'm getting more expensive. And Chazal are telling us that by a rental, paying late is not called late. Now, with that said, sometimes there are problems with rentals and ribbis. And the obvious thing is that once you have a contract to pay on the first of the month, that negotiation is over. Now you have to pay on the first of the month. And what happens if you start renegotiating and you say, okay, I'm having a hard time coming up with my rent, I'm going to pay you at the end of the month, and I'm going to pay you more. Is that mutter? And the answer is that's 100% usser, and that's not complicated. That is no machlekes. Because once we come to an understanding, so now this man of the chiyuv is clear, and now you're paying late. And you can't say, wait, ein schiris mishlamis el b'soif. Ein schiris mishlam el b'soif. It's not a derais, because it's derech mek chumemke. Okay. Zaklav v'malve, how do you make, what's the difference between paying late on a tarsha or zaklav v'malve?
You do on a certain date, you don't pay on that date. Now it's a liability. It's booked on the balance sheet as not rent anymore. It's booked on a balance sheet as a keeper's malva.
How? Which balance sheet? What do you mean?
If I called in back in Lean and I said, do a financial statement for me.
Okay.
He would say, you're 6 months late in the rent.
And you put it all together.
Say, rent due. He would say, okay. It's a real life.
You are 1,000,000% correct. That's exactly the way it is. I don't want to go into the whole thing, but when you have a tarsha, a regular tarsha, when you say pay me now on a sale, pay me now $10, pay me in a month $12, that's not zoiklam b'milfa, that's just late. There is a metzias called a conversion from a obligation to pay as a mecher to we look at it as a halva, a real halva, called zoiklam b'milfa. What exactly is the point of conversion? It's a little blurry, but what you said, that is pretty much standard, that it's called converted. Once you take a balance sheet and you convert all of them into one thing, many different loans, many different obligations, and you say, this is your, like three different months or three different mechers that you owe, and we put it on one balance sheet, and we don't call it a loan, a sale, we call it a loan or a balance due, a finance, whatever it is. So at that point, it's converted, correct. It's not clear, by the way, if that's still their ISA, because it wasn't at the point. It's like extending of a loan. It's a homochalik to shayna. When you extend the loan and you add ribbis, it wasn't at the point of the origination of the loan. So that's a different discussion. But you are right, it becomes more chamer, inherently more chamer, if it's zakla b'milva. Now I lost my train of thought. Where were we? So, So I was saying like this, that when a person has a deal already, he can't then change the deal and add more money. If he already had a deal at the beginning of the month, and now he wants to add to the rent, he wants to add. He says, "I'll pay you more." No balance sheets. He doesn't call his accountant. He just wants to pay more rent. He wants to renegotiate his rent. You understand? And he'll pay more. He'll pay more because he's paying at the end of the month. That is ribbis. And that if he does it standard without involving the feds, then it's going to be, then it's just going to be ribbis derech mekach. If not, it might turn into ribbis derech halva and it gets more chamer. Yeah.
So you need to pay the mortgage and your tenant pay late. So if you bought that, I'll pay.
Well, a mortgage, once you're in a mortgage territory, you got bigger problems. I'm gonna discuss this right now, okay, but not in the context of a mortgage, because a mortgage is a whole different world. A whole different world of pain. But right, okay, very good. So what about there's many from people, they're landlords, and they have a clause that if you don't pay by the 5th or the 15th, then you get a penalty. So that sounds also like a problem. And the halach is, since we're talking about derech mekach u'memker, you're allowed to have a knas. Knas is mutter. Now, what's the difference between knas and ribbis? So the Paiskim discuss what's different. And they say a knas can only be one time and it can't compound. So a one-time penalty, one time, which means if you don't pay for one time each month, each month, yeah.
I don't,
yeah. Not each day. You know, it depends when it's due. What is the unit of schiris? The general, Ibn Chazal, the general unit of schiris is a chedesh. So yeah, one time he was like, "Okay, I won't pay." One time, every month.
It's called 30-60 minutes.
30-60.
Correct. 30 days, 1%, 60 days, 1%.
That's a problem.
Right. That's highly problematic. If you have basically, if you don't pay the month, you get a $100 penalty. And if you continue not paying, if that goes up, then we're looking at ribbis. If it doesn't go up, then it's a knas. It's a penalty. a penalty for not paying. You cannot do that by a loan, by a mortgage. Because that's by a derech, that's one of the many things. Derech halvos aser, derech mekach mam kizmotu. So a one-time penalty is mutter. Someone recently called me and he sent me papers and papers of research that he was doing about a Jewish library that was charging 50 cents a day. 50 cents a day for the book slate. And he was writing and writing, he had volumes. Why it is it, why it's why, about ribbis. But the way I understand it, I think it's a standard penalty. Every day is the unit of late.
What would be a ribbis problem? What scenario?
What would be a ribbis problem? A ribbis, I'm sorry, what's your question?
I'm saying, define the difference between
Knas
and ribbis.
That's what we said, that if you don't, if, since we made an agreement to pay in the beginning of the month, right? So that's when Yechiv is. So generally paying late and adding has a tsuris ribbis. But it's only ribbis if it compounds. So that means that I'm charging you $100 if by the 15th you don't pay. And if in another 30 days you didn't pay that month. If you didn't pay that month, then it goes up. So now we have standard ribbis going on.
It can't be every
day. But it's standard. But if one time you didn't pay, I'm charging you a service fee. Because you're becoming a difficult customer, and time is money. Well, why are you puzzled? Why is this complicated?
Was it off the meeting? You stipulated a contract and a late fee after 15 days is $50, and
you can't compound. No, that's us, sir.
Why? What's the problem?
I'm having a hard time understanding what you're. Not a new knas. It's the same knas. Oh no, every month you can do that. It's a new knas. But if that month, alright, he'll explain it. Every month. The next month.
I didn't pay office 2009.
If you don't pay September, you get a September knas.
I can't get an additional
knas. You already got a knas. That knas can't grow.
No.
It can never grow. It's locked in. That's an interesting question. I never thought of that. Could we have a knas? No, that's not what you're asking. Nice try. But that knas can't change. That's all I'm saying.
It'll be 50 the first month, 100%.
It can't grow. It can't compound. It can't grow. That's all. That's all I'm saying. In the business world, I'm just saying, in the business world, it is standard that just because we knast you one time, well, I have the knast, so why should I pay August at this point? And the answer is, they thought of that, the landlord association, and they grow that knast. And after 60 days, it's not $200 you owe. You owe $400 for August. That's usher. Now, you have an interesting question. You have a tiered knast schedule. So for August, it never grows. But you want to know, on September, following in August, that you didn't pay, can the knas be more? If the second month you miss, the one-time knas is more. I have never thought of that. That's a wonderful question. I'm not going to think on the spot. Under pressure. But that's an interesting thing. Okay, fine. Huh? Not allowed to what? You're not allowed to do it. Yeah. Oh. I'm sorry? Yeah, a library is mutter aser. It's mutter aser, a library. Meaning every day you pay 10 cents. What's the shame? I'm sorry? What's the difference between a shale and a skewers? If you have a shayla, and then that 10 cents starts compounding, it's usher. It's mutter? What? It's usher. Meaning, because you're not paying, that 10 cents starts compounding, yeah. It's not. It's interest on the penalty. Forget about the shayla. Now there's a penalty, and if the penalty grows, that's interest on the fee. Yeah. Yeah. All right, my brother, that is... this concludes the first part of the Mishnah of Marban al Mecher, and now of Marban al Socher. And now we'll go to what the part of the Mishnah that the Mishnah contrasts this against Marban al Socher, the Ein Marban al Mecher. So now, why can't you be Marban al Mecher? So the Gemara says, Schiris Ein Mishalem is al Besoif. This is a Gemara in Daf Samechei. That's the price. You made it cheaper. It's a sale. Now this is the main thrust of the point of the Gemara. That a sale, the money is due upon delivery of the goods. That's when it's due. Hilkach. Agar notarhu. You're paying agar. Whenever we see the word agar notar, that's usually in the context of mekach u'memka, which means there's no loan, but still it's agar notar. Agar means it's a reward, a schar for notar, for holding money. And this over here, it applies much better than the first yesterday. All you're doing is holding money, but holding Yerim's money has a tzura of a loan. Okay. Uboy lemishkel damim achshav hilkach agar notar hu v'asar. Okay. So now, we know that the person is not allowed to make a two-tier system. Now, in today's world, in many industries, it is standard to make a two-tier system, right? And the most basic is to the wholesale, retail, and also in the service industry. There is like a structure which is called 210 net 30. And 210 net 30 means is that if you pay within 210 days, not just on the spot, already you're past that, 10 days, you get a 2% discount. And net 30 means, if you pay within 30 days, you pay the full amount. Okay? Now, that l'chayre is addressed in this Gemara. And the Gemara says that Tarsha is Asr. Now, the Gemara says, I, Rav Nachman, said Tarsha Shari, right? Amr Rav Nachman, Tarsha Shari. And we just saw the Gemara that says Tarsha is Asr. So the Gemara says, it says, right? And Hasam means you can't be mefarish and set a two-tier system. You could say, I'm charging more, I'm expensive, and by the way, my terms are 30 days. That you could do. But you can't make a two-tier system. The definition of 210 net 30, L'chari, is a two-tier system. So how are people allowed to do this? So the obvious answer is maybe they're not. Maybe they're not. And I think we'll come back to it. It'll probably come out like that. They're probably not. But there are two basic theories in how to distinguish 210 and 30. Both of them are not really widely accepted. But there are two understandings why it's mutter. The first understanding is what is the suggestion of the Machna Ephraim. And the Machna Ephraim is Medayik in the Gemara. That the Gemara says when you pay early, The Gemara says, sorry. Mishku shavile means that the Mishnah is saying that when you pay late, it's considered more, and when you pay on time, it's considered the right price. And therefore, the Machna Ephraim wants to say, if it's known that the right price, the standard price on the market, is the 30-day price, so that's it. So what's the problem? You're not actually charging more. Again, the fellow is giving a discount if you pay on time. Forget about the 10, it's just complicating us. If he pays on time, he gets a discount. If he pays in 30 days, no discount. Is that mutter or is that usr? Because essentially, we're calling it a discount, but lemaisa, if you pay now, you get it cheaper. So the opposite of a discount is it's inflated. So essentially, it's inflated if you pay late. And what the Machna Ephraim wants to suggest is no. If when you pay after 30 days, it's not inflated. If we go around and we say, this is the price. So then, it's not inflated. There is no ribbis. So essentially, you're getting a discount. The same way by the Mishnah. It says you're allowed to pay early for a discount. Over here, it's just early. The Mishnah says you pay on time, right? You pay on time. That's the time. When you pay on time, when you buy, you're supposed to pay on time. Fine. So you're not paying on time. You're paying late. But there's nothing inflated. Now, the problem is, usually in these industries, it's across the board, 210 net 30. So you're going to say, go and see the market, how much it's worth. Everybody is the same thing. Everybody's charging for that amount based on the 30-day thing. So essentially, we could just say everyone's inflating. It's the same exact thing.
What if the value goes up?
I'm sorry?
During those 30 days, what if the value of the product?
Well, we're not discussing that. We're talking about being cut. Forget it. The value is stable right now, and we're not coming to address the inflation. This is much worse. This is you are cut. You have a two-tier level system. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav, Chachma Sadam, one second, and others, they address this, and the Shulchan Aruch Rav says in Siman Yud Ches over here, he says Afilu Kaidim Shnigra Amekach Asul Aharbes B'Mecher. Zok Darzei Afilu Amekach Shove Achshav Yud Beis. If you have an item that's worth 12. And I will discount it if you pay now. This is exactly the case of 210 net 30. Asher mishum avak ribis. Right? So even though the Machan Ephraim and others do want to suggest such a mitzias, when you get into the paiskim, you will not see that reflected. You will see that it is asher. So that theory doesn't really, I don't think it's something that people 100% should be comfortable being Shaymi Khan. It really what it is, it's a diik in the Gemara. And the matcha the diik, the Gemara just means that if you pay, whenever you pay, we look at it, that's the price. Not to say that is the price. Fakir, the Gemara is saying the price is determined by what you pay at the shas of the sale. Not that it's really what happened.
But I couldn't force you to pay if I wanted to.
I'm sorry?
You can't force me to pay early. The seller can never force the buyer to pay.
What do you mean early? We're talking about on
time. In a standard situation where it's 210 net 30, the item is 30, and if you wanted to take me to court, sure the court was having it this day.
You're 100% right. And you know what? I'm going to ask you a riddle. I have a riddle. Knas, derech mekach memke knas is mutter. One time. So why don't we just look at it like this? Why don't we say the price is, let's say 10 and 12, because that's the case in the Mishnah. 10 is if you pay now. 12 is if you pay later. Mm-hmm. So it's derech knas, one time. It's mutter. The 12 never goes up. So it should always be mutter. Derech knas, mekach memke, one time.
Not what's, everybody's way getting 12, but that's the normal market price.
Forget about the normal. Chazal say the normal is now. We just read a Shulchan Aruch Rav. Whatever you determine, this is the way we look at it. Whatever you pay at the point of the sale is the price. That's the price. Why? Because that's when you're supposed to pay. That's the price. You're calling it early. Chazal don't see it early. They see it as the time when you're supposed to pay. So now we have a very simple question. We have a very simple way to get around the 10. I was going to say two, but now I have three theories how to get around 10 to 210 at 30. We'll just say the price is 10. 10. 10. The price. I'm charging $10 for this. If you pay now, if you pay after 30 days, I'm charging 12. Why? Derech knas is mutter. One time fee to 2% never compounds, and even the next month it doesn't go up to 13. No complications. So why is that not mutter? Ten, so then 12 is a knas.
There's
no contract. So it's a knas. Knas is one time mutter.
That's okay.
Oh, knas is okay. Derech knas is okay.
Because the time you pay is now, not in.
So then it's a knas. So you're agreeing with me. So you're on my side. Is anyone not on my side? So we have a new hunter.
How much more go up with a knas?
You can go up whatever you want. Well, I'm asking the questions now. I'm asking the questions. No. Don't distract me. What's the answer to this question? This is too basic. What's the answer to this question? And the answer is exactly what you just said. The definition of a knas is you have to pay now. And if I take you to court, you need to pay now. If you don't do what you're supposed to do, it's enforceable in court. Now, then, there's a penalty. But if we say there's a two-tier level system, you don't have to pay now. I have an option. I can pay now. I can pay later. This is exactly what you say, right? And a person has a right to pay later. That's called two-tier pricing. A knas, a person has to pay at the beginning of the month. Theoretically, I know it takes time. Theoretically, at the beginning of the month, I could start evicting the guy. He's late. He's late because he's supposed to pay early. And that's what a penalty is. A penalty means you didn't do what you're supposed to do. There's no heter in 210 net 30 called knas because the guy's allowed to pay whenever he wants. It's not enforceable to pay now. That's the answer to your question, to why it's not a penalty. But so the first theory was a theory of the Machan Ephraim. It does not look like it was Neskabel in the Paiskim. The next theory is the theory of Meir Arik and Shari Yosha. And he wants to say that maybe this man changed. which is also essentially what you're suggesting. This man changed the same way we understand by Schiris. The time to pay is not the beginning of the month, it's the end of the month. Why can't we have a Metzius that this man to pay in this industry of Mecher, in retail, wholesale, or service, is 30 days? That's this man. That's when you're supposed to pay. You're not supposed to pay now, you're supposed to pay later. This man changed. And that's what he wants to suggest.
By Schiris, day 26, you wouldn't show the liability on the balance sheet. But by a sale, day one, you would show the liability. The day I took the kinyan.
Well, why would you if you don't have to pay?
You do, because I can't be chayzer. It's a kinyan. It's too late.
Right. So, very good. So, Ramosha says that to say such a theory is bordering on bizarre. Because, and this is what he says. No, no, this is what he said. He mama says, Eric this. He says, if a person, forget about the world, forget about the standard. If a person, two people come together, and he says, listen here, I will do business with you, but I'm always going to pay 30 days, after 30 days, right? I'm always going to pay. Me and you, that's our deal. I'm always going to pay after 30 days. Is he allowed to start inflating it if he pays early? Right? That doesn't become the new Zman of the Mecher. That's a deal those two had. That didn't change inherently what the Torah says when it's due. There's a liability on his books. He has a deal when he charges, when he pays his liability. Says Reb Moshe, so what exactly happened in this world of 10, 2, 10, and 30? The only thing that happened is there's a stoma in the industry that everybody's making the same deal. But what is the deal? The deal is the liability doesn't come due until 30 days. But it doesn't change that there is no liability because the Metzius says there is a liability. When does the liability start? The liability starts at the point of sale. So Reb Moshe out of hand rejects this this theory, and Mamela were really not left with any great options. Now, one option you do have is not to pay late. If you pay early, then you're good. In other words, if you get presented, if you're in an industry where you don't control how you're invoiced, and you're presented with a 210 net 30, the only problem is paying late. If you pay on time, then you're paying the right price.
Why should you be able to enter that agreement?
You're not accepting any agreement. You just pay on time. That's different. I'm talking about when you're doing a sale and they're giving you terms. So you don't have to accept the terms. Say, I'm going to pay on time. If he presents it, so you say, I'm not accepting these terms. I'll pay on time. I'm saying, what can you do? The 210 was the price. That is the question.
Right, but I'm saying, so why is paying on time helping?
Because paying on time is always the price.
We were getting 10% off.
No, that could never be a problem. What a minute. That's you're paying. It's not early. No. No one's going to make it early. The problem is on the late end. No one's going to make it early. So now this problem extends to other cases. I don't remember why it was allowed, but I remember there was a tumult. And if you go through the sugya now, I don't remember why people were allowing it, but there were groceries in Lakewood a few years ago, and then they stopped it because it became too much of a tumult. But essentially, what they were doing is it was grocery stores that you could have an account, you could buy on credit, and they were giving discounts to people who didn't have credit. This was Englander's question, and he left. Englander, okay, I didn't mean to. Someone asked me, I think. All right, but the
same as a gas station. Cash now, credit is 5 cents more a gallon.
Okay, that's a different discussion for a different day, because that could be the charging us, the passing on a service fee, or not. That's a good point if that's allowed. But on a more basic level, if a grocery store is giving a discount for not using the account, so. Obviously, what they're saying is that we have our prices. The prices are on the shelf. These are our prices. And they're looking at it like most people would generally look at it before you saw the Gemara, is that is the price. And I'm going to give a discount if you don't use the account, if you don't use the credit. But we know from the Gemara, it doesn't work like that. The price is whatever you pay now. That's the price, whatever you pay now. And if you use the account, if you use that account and you're not getting the discount, essentially it's inflated. You should know, even though you're saying, but if, like I'm looking, you're kind of looking. It would seem like we're approaching this in a very primitive way because the price is the price, and it looks like we're looking at it backwards. You should know that these stores that do this are choked for cash, and they generally do have higher prices. You should just understand that. So Chazal, once again, we're 100% right. It's built into the price that there's credit. So just because it says it's the price, that's the price he made. The people who are taking, the stores that are taking credit are not the cheaper stores. They're the more expensive stores. And a lot of time, the reason why it's like that is because they're being choked for cash and they need more money. So they hired the prices to get more later. That l'chayra is a problem. To be makel on such a thing, you have to do, you can't even use the shari yosher, because the shari yosher is talking about in a case where there's an industry standard to pay late. So a person would not have an option, because generally a grocery store, you walk in, you do need to pay. The shari yosher is not an eitzah. The only eitzah would be the eitzah of the machne Ephraim. And the eitzah of the machne Ephraim is, if you see a price, then that's the price. You understand? But like I said, the machne Ephraim is not accepted generally in the halacha.
Because you're saying it's like beferish, you're saying it's beferish.
It is beferish. It's 100% beferish. Yeah, it is beferish.
What about
yeah.
Inover price?
I'm sorry?
Inover prices, for example.
I can't know what you said. What was the word you said?
Open price?
Yeah. What does that mean?
In construction materials, I pay like the last price, but I depend on my supplier. So when you give me the money, but I can adjust like more.
So then there's no ktsitsa, then everything's good. I mean, we're talking about when the price is set. And therefore, the price is set. Essentially, what you're doing is you're avoiding the whole issue. You're saying whenever you pay, we look at the price then. So then that's not going to be an issue. But the way I understand it, what these grocery stores are doing is highly problematic on a level of tarsha that I don't know why it was allowed. I can't remember why they said. Oh, now I remember. Oh, so they said. Oh, this was not true. They said that they don't need the money. Oh, that's funny. That was a good one. They said they don't need the money. Then what are they doing? They have. Why would they say that? Then why are you giving a discount if you don't need the money?
You're rewarding them.
What would they say? Then maybe the guy will never pay.
It's just avoiding risk. It's delaying.
That's what it is. Oh, that's what they said, right? Okay, very good. Rabbi Blazer explained to me. Yeah, that's what it is. They were saying that there's a risk of some of the accounts actually going into default and not being paid. So he doesn't want it. He doesn't want that. He doesn't want someone not paying. So therefore, he's incentivizing you. That's him. He's running his store. He doesn't have a problem with it. It's quicker. That's another thing. He said, Batsim to run a store, it's 1,000 times quicker for me. You come in, you say your number, and you leave. And at the end of the month, you don't have to sit and change and zachen gunish. You tell me your number, I punch it into the computer, zachen gesent. You come at the end of the month, and you pay up your bill. Why should you pay your bill 16 times through the month? Pay it once at the end of the month. That's Batsim, how he wants to run his store. But there's a problem. And the problem is, this is not the way to run a store, because no one's paying him. You understand? So therefore, now he's incentivizing, why don't you just stop? He's incentivizing people, but once he started, he stopped. He's incentivizing people to pay on time and to pay, and it wasn't such a bad idea to do change in the end. but he's saying he's not doing it for the cash flow. Okay, so this was something that was, I think it was suspending the laws of belief to what he was saying, because generally, these people are really choked for cash, and it's not usher if you don't use the money. And he's saying, if you're willing not to, it's not usher. There's no ksuris halva. So he's saying, I'm asking him not to use the money.
There is no money.
All right, this was going on. I'm telling you, these are weak. I wasn't one of his supporters. But this is what people are doing. There's a lot of different variations of this, because people sell certain volume cards, $500, and you get this card. You know, I'm talking about these discounts, the co-op. What was that?
They had a little different. They had
who, the co-op?
The PP thing. They had a coupon.
Yeah.
20% off, but only available for if you paid cash, not using your account. that was a printed coupon you had to bring into the store. That's a little different because I think that was the case.
You bought a coupon, they want to say. You own a certificate.
It's all giving it to people. I'm paying cash now. I'm not giving you...
So what's this colors coupon? Because you bought it? What's the word? Okay, this is what happened. You bought it. Okay, so that's what it is. So you bought a gift card. But that's different than a gift card. A gift card is just you paid early. Over here, the price got adjusted, so it's different than a regular gift card. Okay, so my rabbi said these are the things that go on in the industry.
You want to touch on what he brought up? You're allowed to charge cheaper for cash and credit card. Like some people get confused with that. I don't think credit card is a tariff.
It wasn't just the expensive charge of the credit card.
It is a tarsha because I could discuss it. It's complicated. Essentially, when you have I have to really dig into how credit cards work. It's for a different day. We could stop now for a break, yeah? We could stop now for a break.
Yeah, in 3 minutes, yeah.
No, we're basically done. My rabbi says, so these are the two sugyas. Ma'abon al-Mecher is when we discuss rentals. Rentals generally are mutter because Enim Shlem is Elab Saif. Prepaying on a rental, before the rental even began, is a Machlekes Rishayim. Halacha le'maisa, if the rental is not available now, it becomes highly problematic. And the more not available it is, the rental, and you still have a two-tier system, it becomes more problematic. When it's a situation where the rental's not built, it's usur. When the situation where the rental is built, but it's rented out to someone else, and they're charging you for paying in advance, it becomes a machlokes rishonim. Kveger doesn't like it. Doesn't seem to be enough of such a thing. And that's by rentals. When we discuss mecher is the reverse. Mecher is done, the money's due on the point of the transaction. When we discuss a 210 net 30, the pashas from the Gemara has a problem with it. The pashas is there are two eitzes how to get around this. The Machan Ephraim, which doesn't look like it's widely accepted in the Paiskim, and there's the Het of the Shari Yeshu, which doesn't apply to many cases. And even when it does apply, most of the Paiskim don't go with that. So such a structure is highly problematic. And this applies also in Rabbi Yisai in cases where you have an account in a grocery store. And then you get a discount by not using the account. Pasha, that's the same thing as 210 and 30. The Gemara says Tasha Zosser. And unless the guy Mamish is not using the money and he doesn't need the money, not the cash flow, Pasha has it to his ribbons and it's Zosser. So we'll take a break now, my Rabbi.
Okay, so in just a few minutes, we'll hear from Rabbi Mansour. Just maybe we'll take a break for a couple minutes. And after that, we'll have some questions with the Rabbanim. So the Rabbi Mansour will speak in just a few minutes. Yeah, I mean, set it up, but we'll move it back to the table.
And then we'll move it over.